DA leader John Steenhuisen on Tuesday announced further steps that the main opposition party has taken against President Cyril Ramaphosa in relation to the Phalaphala farm saga. This following President Cyril Ramaphosa's refusal to address the issue, stating the allowance of due process to take its course.
I've been given some counsel by a number of members of parliament, and I did say that that will also be considered because there are two positions. Do what every one of you who has asked the question and outline everything, and the other one from a more different position is let the due process happen as regards things like, you know, was this laundering of money? Was it the issue of what was the, how much money was there? Was there any torture? And all those related questions. So I'd like to hold on to that. But I have to say, all these questions are questions that obviously have to do with the process that I have spoken about. What I will, however, say, if I were to be charged, yes, the processes in the governing party have to unfold.
Steenhuisen says that the president is not acting like an innocent man and that the party feels bound to hold him responsible.
I think that the longer the president stays silent on this thing, I think the more people are going to call on him to step aside. We're not calling him to step aside yet. We're saying to him, we want to give you the benefit of the doubt. Come clean. Tell us your side of the story. If you have indeed broken these laws, well, then you must be subjected to the same punishment as any other ordinary citizen. But for heaven's sake, you can't stay silent on this matter. Because the longer he stays silent, the more this thing is going to infect and poison the body politic. We've already seen the damage it's done in Parliament, with Parliament now returning back to the future with the Nkandla days, with the President being prevented from speaking, the Parliamentary Protection Services forcefully ejecting members of Parliament, members of the opposition being stifled from being able to exercise oversight and accountability on the President. And so if he continues to stifle the body politic and continues to infect the body politic through his abject silence, then I think those calls for him to go or to step aside are going to grow. I think that the right thing for the President to do is to take us into his confidence and give us his side of the story. The President's not acting like an innocent man who's got nothing to hide. If someone made that allegation about me, the first thing I would do is call a press conference with all of you, and I would deny the allegations. I would then produce the invoice from the animal that was allegedly sold and say, here is the invoice. This is who it was sold to. This is why they paid in dollars. This is how long I had the dollars for. And this is what I did with them. This is my CAS number with the SAPS reporting the crime. This is the findings of the investigation. Case open and shut. We could have avoided all of this pain and all of this nonsense that we've had to go through now in Parliament and in the public domain. But that has not happened. Surely the easiest way to make this thing go away, if you're an innocent person, is to just produce the evidence and give your side of the story. Instead, there is an initial statement. Then the President gets obviously being taken legal advice and has gone to ground and not said anything about it. And I can only believe that would be because your legal advice has told you you've already implicated yourself in your original statement. Don't say anything more. And as I said, that might be all fine and well if you're a CEO or a MD or a business owner. It's not okay if you're the President. There's an extra duty of care on you to level with the people who have elected you to lead their country and to take them into their confidence. So I would urge the President. I'd be the first to apologize to him and say, sorry, we got it wrong. If he just produces the evidence, tells us who paid the money, how it ended up there, why he didn't open a case, and if there's legitimate answers to these things, well, you know, we can put a lid on this thing and all move onward. But I suspect that there's a lot more to the story than we know. And the other problem the president has is that it's very difficult from now to poke holes in the credibility of Arthur Fraser. Because when the DA took Arthur Fraser and the president's decision to appoint him as the head of the Correctional Services Department to court, to review it as unreasonable and irrational, why would you appoint somebody who's under this huge cloud of the PAN project and who's caused so much chaos and drama at the State Security Agency? Why would you not essentially promote them into a higher paying job as the head of the Correctional Services Department? Well, I think now the story is starting to become a bit clearer about why that happened. But the president's fundamental problem is that he, under his own hand, under his own signature, deposed an affidavit to the court in that case, saying that Arthur Fraser was a fit and proper man, that he, you know, deserved the appointment, that he was the right man for the job. How do you now turn around and say, well, this guy's a terrible guy, when, you know, a couple of years before, and you were saying that he's the best thing since sliced bread, and that's why you appointed him? So the president's in a real tight spot here now. The sooner he comes out, the better. We need to make sure that our democracy is safeguarded and is prepared, yes, for a Mandela president, but also firewalled against a Zuma presidency. And that can only come through us ensuring that it's the values and principles. And frankly, if the president is guilty of these things, if the president has violated the law, if the president has received foreign currency under dubious circumstances, well, does that make him better than Didi Mabuza and others? I think that's a question we need to ask. But I prefer to divorce the personality and focus more on the principle. And I think that's what South Africa should be doing. I don't want to do business with somebody who is under a cloud of these types of allegations, that which is even more reason why it's important that the president comes clean.
Actions the DA says that they have undertaken include writing to the United States' FBI to request that they investigate allegations of possible money laundering by the president, writing to SARS and the Financial Intelligence Center requesting that they investigate the various alleged financial transactions that followed the theft and how there was a conversion of foreign currency without any red flags being raised, contacting the acting public protector to investigate alleged breaches of the executive ethics code, and requesting the chairperson of the portfolio committee overseeing the police to request that Major General Wally Rhode appear before the committee to detail his knowledge of the events and actions taken. This is an ongoing story. For Times Live Podcasts, I am Paige Muller.